Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Evan and Tiki here on The Fan. We will finally get the results of a game we played 4 months ago called Quarterback Bingo, where we all guessed where all the free agent quarterbacks would end up. But we had to wait until the last one signed. And now that Aaron Rodgers has signed, we'll check in on the results.
Right. I kind of remember where I picked Aaron Rodgers, but everybody else, I don't.
And that's the beauty of it. So coming up at 4 o'clock, we'll check in on the results. The other day, we were talking about the Yankees rivals. Is it still Yankees Red Sox? Is it become Yankees Mets? Is it Yankees Dodgers? Is it still Yankees Astros? And on the heels of losing 2 out of 3 to the Boston Red Sox, we heard a caller in the first hour. He could rewind on the Odyssey app, say, the rivalry's dead. He didn't see any fights. The place was quiet. Then we had another caller who said, no, there was a huge brawl at Yankee Stadium. So there's kind of mixed feelings on where we are with Yankees Red Sox. But I think what would be interesting to find out is what the players think. So just a few short weeks ago, Jazz Chisholm was on the Fat Joe and who does he do the podcast with?
Jadakiss.
Fat Joe and Jadakiss have a podcast. They had Jazz Chisholm on. And they asked him about the state of the Yankees-Red Sox rivalry, where Jazz would reveal who he thinks the Yankees' biggest rival is. Mm-hmm. Now, Tiki has said the Dodgers. I've said the Mets, but I think Tiki's convinced me it's the Dodgers.
I don't know if Jazz has been there long enough to... Maybe, because they played him in the World Series. I'm curious now what Jazz is going to say.
Oh, Tiki said the Dodgers?
Yeah.
I got more on that later.
All right. Well, here is Jadakiss asking Jazz Chisholm this rivalry question.
How's the Red Sox versus the Yankees rivalry?
I mean, I feel like we've won it the last couple of years from what I've seen. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it hasn't really been a thing lately. Like,
died down a little?
Yeah, died down lately.
So I feel like it's
a little bit, you feel me? But with the Mets, I think it went more to the Mets now. You feel me? It's like that Subway series is like the thing right now. Like
that's because that Soto with the Mets. That got to be bad blood. Dang.
Yeah, so I feel like that's the biggest thing going on with the rivalries right now is like that Soto versus Judge, you know what I mean, Lindor and Stanton.
Wow. Mm. So I would like apologies from Chris Big Mac McMonagle and Sean Morash, who didn't just disagree with me saying it's the Mets, vehemently disagreed, basically called me names. Here's Jazz Chisholm saying it's the Mets.
He's wrong.
Okay.
Well, first of all, look, the Mets are definitely now a rival where we can stop pretending they aren't. And that's true.
When we talked about this on Friday, you were out. Good cause, though.
Yeah, kids recital.
Got to be that. I felt with the Mets, it's more the fan base. It's a fan base rival. But I don't think, well, even though Jazz is kind of saying otherwise, that the Yankee players hate Juan Soto or Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor. I don't think there's like an ire. I feel like with the Astros, when we were considering that an out-of-division rival, it was like genuine hate.
Right.
They didn't like those guys. Period. I don't think that that's the case anymore from a player perspective. Not talking about fan base.
Yeah.
Just a player perspective.
But, okay, so this is where Evan does motivate me at times. When you dig a little deeper and do a little work, Evan, think about the messenger here in Jazz Chisholm. Jazz Chisholm actually was traded to the Yankees while they wrapped up a Yankee-Red Sox series last year, their last trip to Fenway.
And by the way, where did he play before?
Miami? Okay, so he gets here.
Exactly.
He has one taste of Yankees-Red Sox, basically, and that's mid-September with the Red Sox dead as a doornail out of it, four games at Yankee Stadium. He then lives this entire offseason with Soto, Yankees or Mets, Yankees or Mets, Yankees or Mets. And then this podcast, which was not last night, which was not two nights ago, was taped 3 weeks ago right around the Subway Series when the whole attention was on this thing. He says, Yankees Mets, if you were new to the Yankees and then you just lived this amazing offseason of rivalry with the Yankees and Mets and then got a taste of the Subway Series, then appeared on a podcast and hadn't yet played a Yankee-Red Sox game this year, I think your answer would be Yankees Mets too.
Yeah. But if the players,
good context, Sean.
But if
good
the,
context.
Thank you, T.
But if the players are thinking it's the Mets.
No. It's a player who hasn't lived it. Ask Aaron Judge. Aaron Judge had the New York, all that stuff going on in the one game wild card.
The problem with Aaron Judge is he wouldn't give an honest answer. Aaron Judge is, and he does it on purpose, and I sort of respect it. He's vanilla. He's Derek Jeter.
It's me against the world. That's what he should have said. Everybody's my rival because I beat them all.
That's what he should have said.
But how can Jazz give an honest
answer? Do you
smell
what I'm cooking?
Yeah. Jazz gave an honest answer to what he's experienced. He didn't give an honest answer to the whole context of what the team could experience because he hasn't lived
it. I don't think Jazz is being, obtuse or anything. I think he's just, this is what he feels because he's had one experience with it. And it was a big deal, obviously, this year because of the Juan Soto stuff. So it makes sense.
All I know is I'm usually...
And he was a Miami Marlins, so he kind of hated you guys.
I make my decision, I stick with it. Mm. It was the Mets, and then Tiki convinced me the Dodgers. I think Jazz is bringing me back to the Mets.
What is your end game here with this, by the way?
There's no end game. I'm just having a conversation.
Is this a Met fan thing, wanting a Yankee fan to admit they care about the Mets' arrival? Is that what this is?
No. Mm. Maybe for some, not for me. It was just more interesting because Yankees Red Sox has lost a lot of juice.
You genuinely want to know what the rivalry is.
Yeah, I think it's a great... So for me, a couple of years ago, it was the Astros. The Astros emerged as the Yankees' clear rival, and I would argue with anyone who's like, no, it's still the Red Sox. Like, the Astros emerged. The cheating stuff, the F. Altuve stuff, it was clear. Sure. And now that the Astros are clearly, even though they're good and they may make the playoffs, we may get a Yankees-Astros playoff series, they're just not the same. They have nobody left except Altuve, who's a shell of his former self. And so you got to stop looking for endgames. It's just an honest conversation. And my honest conversation leads to, it's the Mets.
If they were the Yankees' biggest rivalry and the Red Sox have been awful all season long, why'd they take 2 out of 3 from you? Because the players didn't care. They overlooked it. But that Subway Series, the players seemed to be into it. Jazz, as you said, he was the honest guy. He's this honest player. We know he said the Mets. We know Sean talks out of his rear end.
I can see
so
that,
who
Tom.
Do I believe more, Jazz or Sean? Sean is trying to politically, Jazz wasn't around 10 years ago. Yeah, the rivalry was big, 15 years ago. Right now, it's the Mets.
I can see your point, Tommy.
Tommy also just answered the point. That's why it is the Red Sox. The Red Sox, despite having this dead year and people wondering if they're going to have guys traded up, what weekend did they get up for this weekend, Tommy?
The Red Sox. The Yankees didn't get up for it, is my point.
Yeah, the Yankees scored a bunch of runs. Yeah, their pitching just fell apart.
We don't care about the Red Sox.
We're not asking the Red Sox biggest rival. That's your counter. We're asking the Yankees biggest rival. Not the Red. Who cares about the Red Sox?
If you're a Yankee fan, who do you hate most? Who do you despise playing that you just want to beat? I don't think it's the Red Sox right now.
I disagree. I think
it's a fait accompli. I think it's just kind of like, we're going to beat them. It doesn't matter.
If the Mets
didn't this weekend, but that's not the point.
Yeah, if the Mets had won that finale against the Yankees, they didn't. Credit to the Yankees. They ended up blowing them out after Bellinger at the Grand Slam. But you're with Tommy, you're with me, you're with my son. If the Mets win that game and the Mets win 2 out of 3, which would have bothered you more? Losing 2 out of 3 to the Mets or what just happened, losing 2 out of 3 to Boston?
I'm more bothered by what happened last night.
Okay. I think most of the audience...
it's immediate.
Yeah, most
that's
of the audience immediate. Also thinks you're lying, which is okay.
I was bothered by it, too, but mostly because Carlos Rodon couldn't get out of the sixth.
No, I get you. I'll tell you, I was on the other side because this was such a great weekend for Pete Alonso and the New York Mets. Granted, the Colorado Rockies suck, but you have to take care of business. The Phillies did. The Phillies are 7-0 against the Rockies.
Breaking news, by the way. Colorado is going to be relegated to the minor leagues.
Well, they're terrible.
And there is more breaking Met news before you get to Pete Alonso. I didn't have him have the glass break. Due to popular demand, the Mets have just released on Twitter the rainbow cookie egg roll back this homestand.
Oh, nice. Wow. Now we're on fire.
Nice.
Yeah, let's go. The Nationals coming to town.
Is anybody going?
Yes.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
I'll be there tomorrow night.
Yes. Get like four of them.
Is that a demand or a request?
It's a request, please.
Okay.
Bring them back. We'll taste test.
Where in City Field do I get these? Just so I know where to go.
I'll get the info. Get
me the information. But credit to the Mets. They took care of business this weekend against Colorado. The Phillies are 7-0 against the Rockies, mm-hmm. So the Mets being 6-0 is certainly nothing to feel bad about. I'll tell you, and I know this is an irrational fanboy take, but I'm going to give it to you. And I actually had a very similar take back in August of 2022. When Jacob DeGrom returned after his long injury, he faced the Braves on a Sunday afternoon. And I came out on Monday and I said, as I was watching Jake warm up and I was listening to his music, Simple Man, I had this epiphany.
Simple Man?
Yeah, he's a Simple Man. That's the song, right? Is that what it's called?
I forgot.
I think it is.
No, that's not Pete Alonso's song.
Not Pete Alonso, Jacob DeGrom.
No, Jake comes out to Simple Kind of Man.
Yeah, what's the name of that song? It's Leonard Skinner. It's Simple Man.
That's the name of the song, though.
Can you look that up?
Right.
Jacob DeGrom. I thought it was Simple Man.
If I was a teacher, I would have given you an A for that,
thank
though. Because it should be Simple Man.
Thank
it's
you.
Not.
An A for effort.
It shows you how long Jake's been gone if I forgot his warm up music. But as he was warming up that day,
Simple Man.
Thank you. The thought was, they can never let him leave. This would be a massive mistake. They obviously did. Watching Pete Alonso assault the Rockies over the weekend, continue to pile up absurd RBI numbers, hit over 300, be a legitimate MVP candidate, the thought going through my head, and I am not alone, is they can never let this man leave.
Right.
He passed David Wright on the all-time home run list for Mets. He's going to pass Darryl within a month and a half. Like, I'm watching this, Teak, and I know it's irrational because what do they got to pay him? How many years? They can't lose this guy.
It's interesting because there were reasons to keep guys. Some of them are, he's just the heartbeat of our team. He's like our captain. That's not Pete Alonso per se. But I think why you have to keep him is, one, he's a super fan favorite, mainly because he's not your typical New York star athlete, right? He's not overly cool, right? He's not like badass. He's just kind of Pete.
Why are you ripping Pete while we're complimenting him?
I'm saying this in a lovable way.
Yeah, you call him a doofus.
I was watching this with my father-in-law and my buddy over the weekend, and it was just like, he's such a dork. But how do you not love him? I'm serious.
No, I get you.
And he's there, be square.
And he meshes, and it's like, you got to love this guy.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing, and Tommy was having this conversation with you before he signed, what's the alternative?
Yeah.
Right, if the Mets move off of Pete Alonso and they got to, you know, pivot to somebody else to hit 35 to 50 home runs a season, who is it?
No, the alternative is internal. That's what it kind of was this past year, and that's what it would be this year.
You trust that? I don't think so. So there isn't an alternative to who he is and what he brings to this Mets team.
You know what? I want to give the Mets a lot of credit. I do trust that their internal pivot, whether it's converting Ronnie Mauricio to first base or Mark Vientos.
But it's not even about the position. It's about like what he brings.
Well, that's it. It's not about replacing him. It's about, he's Pete. How could you ever let Pete play for another team?
Yeah.
And I know that that's an irrational opinion in the middle of June while he's having an MVP year. But I'm telling you, as I watched him, as I'm watching him just hit bomb after bomb on this entire road trip in L.A., in Colorado, he had 15 RBIs in his last six games.
Right.
It's absurd. He's on pace to drive in over 150 runs. I'm watching this, and I'm like, oh, my God. How could they ever let him go?
Yeah.
So, incredible weekend for Pete Alonso.
Agreed.
An incredible weekend for the Mets, who took a care of business.
Right. It was mostly batting practice, but that's okay.
Hey, it wasn't on Friday when it was 2-2 in the ninth inning.
That's a good point.
It turned into it over the weekend, that's for sure. Joe is in East Islip. Hey, Joe.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Two points. Please, do me a favor. Go look at the video. Alonso's first home run in the third inning. He gets into the dugout. Marte goes in to congratulate him with Soto, and Soto turns his back on him. You see clear as day. They went to go hug the three of them, Marte, Soto, and Alonso, and Soto turned his back on him.
Joe, what are you doing right now?
Listen, do me a favor. One more thing.
I saw it, but go ahead. What's your second thing? What now? Juan Soto pants to beat Alonso during one of the picks? Gave him a wedgie and threw him in the toilet?
Look, please.
I already saw it, but keep going.
The one in the eighth.
Yeah.
His second home run in the eighth inning. Soto crosses the plate, high fives McNeil. He doesn't even congratulate Alonso with the plate. Go look at it for yourself.
All right, Joe. You know, this is the problem with society. Here is Juan Soto on base 11 times.
And six yesterday.
In the three-game series, six times yesterday. Pete's hitting home runs all over the place, and I got Detective Joe telling us, well, did you see what Soto did? He apparently looked at Pete. How about the picture of them posing for the fake camera? Starling Marte, Pete Alonso, Jeff McNeil, and Juan Soto. How about that? I mean, what are we talking about here? This is all crap. It's BS. I thought we're past this. Soto's hitting. The Mets are winning. And we're still doing the fan fiction that Juan Soto hates Pete Alonso and hates everybody? Are we still doing this, Joe?
It's a total witch hunt. Now, I expect that from the law firm of McPherson, McMonagle, and Marash. But, Joe, you sounded like a Met fan, a nice fella here. Evan, didn't you say, maybe you said this off air, so perhaps it's not on air, but didn't you say Soto last year, he doesn't like hang out with the guys. He kind of keeps to himself. He focuses on hitting.
What I have heard about Juan Soto with his time from the Yankees is that he was very to himself. That on road trips, he would not be going out a lot, would not join the guys out at the dinner or at the bar. And it wasn't because he didn't like him. It was because he's really, really focused on baseball, sleep, eating the right things. He's just like a machine. That's what I had heard about Juan Soto.
Right. Yeah. So he's on a new team with new teammates, and he, at least up to now, he's obviously turned it around, but he was struggling a little bit early on. He probably just hasn't acclimated himself. And Pete Alonso is an acquired taste.
Stop making excuses for him.
Teak, they're working at this like it's the Warren Report. Like, you know, he basically didn't shake his hand.
It also takes time to just develop a bond. The season's young. Not really young, but it's young. I'm watching it now.
And what's your determination?
I'm waiting to see.
There was, if I'm going to give you some honesty here, there was a moment after the first home run where it looked like Soto blew off the picture, like he didn't want to do the fake picture, and he kind of went away. But
well,
then
I think part of that is because it's corny.
Well, no. What I was going to say is they did take the picture, so I saw it incorrectly. It was right after they took the picture, and SNY flipped back to it, and you see Soto leaving after the picture was taken. And how dare you call it corny?
It is corny.
You know what I think is corny?
What?
Thunder and lightning. I think that's corny. You want to play?
Well, let's go. It wasn't corny because they were actual calls to determine who was on the field.
Okay, well, I think there are actually people that want to see pictures of Mets after they hit a home run. You know what? You attack, I'm going to attack. I think Joe...
Thunder and lightning was badass. Especially because it actually thundered and lightning in our first game.
I hit below the belt. I went very, very low. But you know what? This Soto stuff is starting to piss me off. Let's go to Alex in New Jersey. Hey, Alex.
Hey, Evan.
What's up?
What's up?
I don't want to say how you guys doing, so I won't say that.
Please.
But hey,
pass it along.
Thank you for coming to work today. You know, it's not yet.
Yep.
And Evan, I told you this last week. I said, he's swinging from the dirt, and he's going to start getting hot. So let's embrace what's about to happen, because this epic run that Soto's going to be going on is going to take it to, what Sal said, October. And we're going to go all the way to the Carolina Heroes. And Tiki, even though you root for the Yankees, I will see you at the parade just because you're Tiki Barber. Let's go, man.
The question is, will you go to said parade if the Mets win the World Series?
Is it not a place to be and a thing to do?
Oh, it is the place to be, man. I think Soto had a great weekend against Colorado. I hope this is leading to his hot streak. And I don't mean to critique his weekend because he improved his batting average by 15 points. He got on base 11 times, but he also didn't have an extra base hit. And I think we are waiting for not just a Soto explosion of getting on base a million times, which he certainly did in this series, but also hitting for some pop and driving some runs in. Juan Soto hasn't driven in a run since the third game of the Dodgers series. Not to rip him, I'm just saying, like, he did great. He was right on base a million times. A lot of those moments were important, leading to rallies. But that's the explosion we're waiting for. And it's a great sign that the Mets keep winning despite that not happening. Like, that is the ultimate sign that they are winning baseball games on a consistent basis. And right now, Juan Soto has been their third or fourth best offensive player. Right? Pete Alonso and Francisco Lindor have had better years. It's not even a question. And here they are with the best record in the National League, which is a great sign. A really, 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 really good sign. Let's go to Jim in Levittown. Hey, Jim.
How you guys doing? Oh my God. I just asked how you were doing. I wasn't trying to do that.
It's all right. It's all right.
I'm going to pose this as a question to you, Evan, because I'm pretty sure you know the answer to this.
Yes.
But why did Jackie Robinson retire from baseball?
So there are two answers to this. The urban legend is that he was traded to the Giants and did not want to play for a rival. But what I have figured out from reading a ton of Jackie biographies is that he had already decided to retire and had already decided to take that vice presidency with chock full of nuts prior to the trade. And he wanted that out there because he didn't want any disrespect from the Giants that, yeah, he retired because he was traded to the Giants. So I don't know if your point is that he retired because he was traded to the Giants.
Yeah, that was the thing I'd always heard. And yeah, they mentioned it in lots of documentaries and all that, that he would rather, you know, retire than play for the hated Giants.
Yeah, and that's out there. And that's why I want to mention that is a common belief. Jackie has denied that or had denied that. Because as much as he didn't like the Giants, and they were bitter rivals, he didn't want it to be known that, yeah, he just quit.
But that was after a long career.
Yeah.
With the Dodgers.
Hunter
Dobbins said this before he ever played for the Yankees. He played for the Red Sox, right?
Yeah, so the Hunter Dobbins, Jackie Robinson comp doesn't work for you?
It doesn't work at all.
It may actually be the worst comparison of all time. Yeah. Jackie Robinson he said he had decided to take the chock full of nuts job and spend more time with his family prior to that trade to the Giants. But I think all of us are glad that he didn't play for the Giants, because there are certain, like, things that just don't make sense. Like, you couldn't have Jackie on the Giants, just like you couldn't have Roger Clemens on the Yankees, but you bastards let it happen.
I loved every minute of it.
And it ultimately worked out. It's like Tiki Barber being on the Cowboys or the Eagles. Can't have that happen.
Never.
What take a giant for Saquon life, being man. An Eagle, you know?
Nah, he just, well, he's more of an Eagle than a Giant.
Different.
Yeah. I mean, he's going to be known as an Eagle more so than he's known as a New York Giant.
That's a fact.
That is a fact. Got to live with that.
He'll probably rush for more yards in 3-4 years than he did in his Giants 6 years.
I agree.
Good.
Can I give you a crazy stat sort of like that? What if I told you, and this makes me sick. I'm not going to lie to you. I was fuming when I read this. Jacob DeGrom has a lower ERA as a Texas Ranger than as a New York Met.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. I would never have guessed that.
Now,
because it only feels like he hasn't played. And
well,
so,
he hasn't. So it can change with one or two bad starts.
Yeah.
But, yeah, he's made about 22, 23 starts as a Texas Ranger over these 3 years. Obviously not a lot, the Tommy John, all that. His ERA with Texas is like 2.3, and with the Mets, it's 2.52. I need that to change. That bothers me.
So who's got to beat him up?
Somebody. The Mets in September.
There you go.
I want Jake to win the Cy Young because I think it will ensure that he's a Hall of Famer. So I'm actually rooting for his success. I'm like, I'm sitting here rooting for him to fail. But I want that ERA as a Ranger to be higher than his ERA with the Mets.
Huh.
Is that weird to you, or
yes,
am I normal?
Very weird.
That's weird?
Yeah.
Good.
I don't know why you still have this fascination, this love affair with Jacob DeGrom. He's no longer a Met.
All right. Let me think of a way to...
And he's pitching against... He'll be pitching against you.
Okay. Let me think of a way to insult him.
But you just said you want him to get beat up by the Mets.
Okay, I got it. This may be...
Want him to have a better... I'm confused by you.
I'm going to try this one.
All right.
Why do you still have this obsession with Jim Fossil? I mean, it was a long time ago. Who cares that he put his chips in the middle of the table and got you to a Super Bowl?
Well, first of all, he's passed away, so may he rest in peace. Don't talk about the dead like that.
That was a rough one, Evan.
And he kept me from being cut multiple times.
Oh. Evan, I'm going to clean this up and not call, you know, that. Tiki, why do you care so much about thinking aliens will never get here?
No, I didn't want to do that. I wanted
space
to...
is too fast. You cannot travel fast enough.
Speaking of aliens, huge news over the weekend that it's going to benefit you.
Okay,
trust me, you're going to like this story. That's a good one. A huge story came out over the weekend that benefits the non-alien people.
Mm-hmm. No, I believe they're aliens. I just don't think we'll ever see them.
Well, along those lines, it was revealed that the Pentagon would pretend and plant stories about Area 51 to keep people off the trace that they were simply using Area 51 to develop military weapons.
Of course.
And so
that's
they were,
a shock.
You like that one?
Oh, well, let's find this humanoid-like alien-looking dummy that's floating around in some experimental spaceship that maybe came from outer space or probably we were trying to develop and we didn't know how to do stealth yet. Maybe.
Well, what you
imagine if you
for?
Saw a drone. If in 1972,
yeah.
You saw a drone flying, something that is everywhere these days. You saw a drone. You'd freak out.
I would.
Now it's like everywhere.
Yeah.
So I think we trust government too much.
No, we don't.
Not anymore.
Well, not anymore. But I'm just saying, we trust that government is telling us the truth.
It's one of those stories that came out over the weekend, what I just said. That we all kind of knew, but it's interesting to hear it confirmed,
yes.
If you will. We'll get back to your calls next. The New York Yankees losing 2 out of 3 to the Red Sox, your biggest concern moving forward. Pete Alonso raking over the weekend, and Jazz Chisholm confirming what we all already knew. The Yankees' biggest rival is the Mets, not the Red Sox. 888-808-1019. Last night, the Oklahoma City Thunder took care of the Indiana Pacers rather easily to even up the NBA Finals at 1, but that was not the most interesting thing that happened. On Friday's show, we talked about Mike Breen and the fact that he didn't issue a bang or a double bang for the Tyrese Halliburton dramatic game winner. And Mike Breen heard the criticism. As we revealed on the show on Friday, he was already asked about it in numerous places and basically said, I don't usually do it for non-threes. In fact, there was only one other bang-bang in the history of his bang-bangs that featured a non-three, and it was done by the late Kobe Bryant. So this was clearly on Mike Breen's mind because early last night, this happened.
C.J. McConnell pushing the pace, as he always does. Caruso right with him. Halliburton fires three-pointer. Bang! I owe him that one, so I had to do it early.
Is that the earliest bang in the history of the NBA Finals?
Apparently.
So he was so preoccupied by the lack of bang bangs.
Right.
That he whipped out an early bang and RJ called him out on it.
Yeah, but you know what was bad about it? It didn't have the feeling to it. It kind of felt rote. Just, I got to do it because I got to do it. It didn't have that, bang! It was kind of like, yeah, bang.
Bang! I feel bad for Mike.
Yes.
Because
painted
Mike
into the corner to do it.
Mike feels bad he didn't do the bang.
Bang!
And Tommy said something on Friday that I think really pisses Mike Breen off. And I'm not sure he heard you say it, but he's heard others say it. And it's an implication that the lack of a bang bang
right
was because he was still holding his feelings for the Knicks' loss to the Pacers. Mm. And Mike doesn't want to hear that. He's a great professional.
Right.
He would never do such a thing. And I think a part of why he's trying to overcompensate is this criticism.
Bang!
But he diminishes it by overcompensating like that.
I know! He's in a tricky spot
a
here.
Very tricky spot. Now, at least he explained it. Like, he said why he did it so that nobody's speculating about why he did it so early.
Right. But it didn't stop Tommy from saying, oh, yeah, it's because he's still, you know, kind of pissed off about the Knicks Pacers series. That's you, Tommy. You got into Mike Breen's head.
I let it go the first time. The second time, I'm like, no, that's not what I said.
What did you say?
What I said
Don't make me repull the audio, because I will.
In fact, I want you to repull the audio, because I probably said it better on Friday than I would say it now. I said, Mike Breen is the ultimate professional. I don't think he did it on purpose. But as a Knick fan that I am, I thank you for not doing the bang, because that Halliburton play, the way they came back, hit too close to home, especially in a game one. So I don't think he did it on purpose, but just thank you, Mike Breen, for not doing it. Mm. That's all I said.
Okay.
You twisted it that I called Mike Breen an unprofessional announcer, and he's biased.
Sean, it's your call. You weren't here on Friday. If you want to research the Tommy audio to bury him, you more than welcome to. Or if you don't think it's a big deal, we can pass on.
I the only reason I was unaware of Tommy's quotes, I did see fake quotes circulating online this weekend that Breen was in his feelings about the Knicks. So if Tommy started that online swerve.
Oh, my God. You started an online swerve that Breen was in his feelings?
Again, I had no idea this was Tommy's thoughts, and it was all
but
over
Tommy
Twitter.
But Tommy wasn't trying to. That's the point.
Yeah,
he might have started it, but it was unintentional.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter what your intention
it doesn't
is.
Matter, right.
This is the problem, Tommy.
I didn't know is not an excuse.
It's not. Ignorance is not an excuse. The problem is you wield a lot of power now in the Knicks community, and you've got to be careful with how you use it. And if you used it to perpetrate a lie that Mike Breen was sad over the Knicks Pacers series and kind of held it out on Tyrese Halliburton, that's a big mistake, bro. You have to apologize.
I will offer no such apology.
To Mike Breen?
To Mike Breen. I did nothing to wrong to Mike.
It sounds like you perpetrated this BS.
I'll defend Tommy. It sounds like what Tommy was trying to do was say, thank you, Mike Breen, for not making me, as a Knick fan, Tommy, and I guess other Knick fans, feel like you were just pouring on salt on the wide open wound by double banging Tyrese Halliburton. Game one of the NBA Finals.
You know what really sucks for Tyrese Halliburton? Before this series began, I thought the Thunder would win in 4 or 5, but my official prediction was 4. Obviously, that's going to be wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think Mike Breen's going to get a chance to double bang Tyrese Halliburton ever again. I think it's over. I think his chance to bang Halliburton happened in game one. He didn't take advantage of it. There was no bang or double bang.
Yes.
And now I think he's just going to bang SGA.
So for those who are just joining our program, we're talking about bang as in the Mike Breen call after a quick shot is made.
Yeah.
Well, What else could we be talking about? Protecting our back.
Bang!
Look, I also think you're preposterously wrong here, Evan. This is just the beginning for Tyrese Halliburton and the Pacers. They have made an in-season tournament championship a year ago. They've made an NBA Finals now.
Bang.
They're not going away in a wide-open East.
Bang.
He's going to call more Pacer games regular season and postseason, and he is going to bang Tyrese Halliburton constantly when he makes these big shots.
Bang!
Well said. 888-808-1019. Nick is calling from Jersey. What's up, Nick?
What's going on, guys? How we doing?
Good.
So, just wanted to talk about Juan Soto with his comfortability with the Mets and how comfortable he is and all that stuff. I agree with Tommy. I think people got to really just like take a step back just because he was posing for like a second, for a split second, and then someone noticed like he walked away. And I do remember Starling Marte was like, yo, come on, man, this is what we do. And he kind of walked away. He kind of gave like a little head shake, like, nah, I pose, like, that's all I'm going to do. I respect that. You got to give the time. You got to give the guy time to be more comfortable and be more open to doing the posing and stuff like that. He's having a good time. I think people really need to kind of take a step back. Like, you know, like, let the guy do his thing. He got paid. He's on a new team. It's going to take time.
Nick, I think you're right. I think that to some people, especially if you're new to it, because let's not forget the OMG Mets last year, it was all the time. They were all about the gimmick and the camaraderie and the pose and the, I don't know, whatever, the song, sing, everything. Some guys are just too cool for school for that. I'm not saying that in a bad way. They just don't want to do that. It just doesn't feel like their thing. And I think maybe Juan Soto is that.
But he
just,
did it.
Just, I know he ultimately did.
He
just,
did it.
Just because, you know, you're a young player in MLB doesn't mean that you want to be, I don't know, like kooky and corny and do the Facebook and social media memeable act every single time something big happens. I think that's more of what it is.
You know, Pete Alonso was asked on Mookie Betts' podcast, does Juan Soto have a nickname?
Mm-hmm.
And Pete did reveal what his nickname is. And I kind of want to start calling him that.
Which is?
Pacheco.
Why Pacheco?
That's his middle name.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
That's his real middle name.
That's his real middle name, Juan Pacheco Soto. And so Pete, who's dear friends with Juan Soto, despite what callers try to claim, they call him Pacheco because they're buddies with Juan Soto. Is that too much if I start calling him that?
Probably, because you don't know him.
That was my question.
Like, only a few people call me by my real name.
Like, did you have, so is that your nickname? Your real name is kind of like your nickname, even though it's your real name? Does that make sense what I'm saying?
Tiki is my nickname.
No, I know. What I'm saying is...
Yes, yes, yes.
Everyone calls you Tiki.
Yes, so my real name is like my nickname, yes.
Okay, so if I
Greg
started...
Greg Cavallo would call me that. Peter John Baptiste, who now does the PR with the Browns, he calls me that. Pat Hanlon for the Giants, he calls me that.
Now, let me ask you a question, hypothetical.
He doesn't call me 21. He calls me my real name.
Okay, let me ask you a great hypothetical, because this is going to make me determine if I can call Juan Soto Pacheco or not.
Go ahead.
I'm doing the overnights on WFAN,
okay.
Which I was while you were playing.
Yep.
Now, I'm a Jet fan, but let's pretend I was a Giant fan. Okay. Big Giant. I love Tiki Barnes, my guy.
Yep.
And I start calling you that on the air. I'm joining five other people and saying, yeah, I'm going to call him by his real name.
Yep.
You to happen to tune in at 3 o'clock in the morning, would you be like, what a schmuck? Or would you say, oh, it's okay.
Depends on if I met you and knew you.
You had no idea who I was.
No, it'd be like, what the hell are you doing?
Okay, I'm not going to call him Pacheco then.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It wouldn't make sense.
Okay.
Because it's more of a term of endearment than it is a respect thing.
Fair enough.
Quick test here, though, Evan. What is Tiki's real name?
Ateen.
Nailed it.
Is it a longer, though?
Nope.
No, it's A-T-I-M.
All right, then I'm wrong.
Yeah. It's a team.
Two eyes.
Oh, it's two eyes? My apologies. Okay. I got the spelling wrong. Damn. I got the name right. What, you really thought you were going to catch me on that?
I did, the way you were saying his real name.
Well, he didn't know if I wanted people to like calling up and say, hey, team, what's up?
I was trying to be classy.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm sure you were.
I knew his name, so obviously I wasn't not saying it because I didn't know his name.
Huh.
You know who I avoid saying the first name of?
Who?
Believe it or not, this shows you my basketball weirdness and baseball weirdness. Boston Red Sox center fielder, Jaren Duran. We're all familiar with him?
Yeah.
Hell of a player, right?
Right.
So his name is being linked to the Mets as a trade target. I refuse to say Jaren because I have an urge to call him Jalen Duran because I keep thinking of the Pistons big. Isn't that weird? Even though Jaren Duran's a better player at his job. Like, he's the more established guy, and I'm the baseball guy.
Right.
But yet, for whatever reason, my brain always links back to Duran.
Right.
And I don't say his name.
I can see how you're confused by it.
And I'm not
because
even
now I'm like, wait, which one?
So whenever anyone calls up, if you do, because we're going to get calls about this, like, oh, who should the Mets trade for? And Jaren Duran would be a great target.
Yeah.
For a while, I just say Darren. Duran. I'm going to confuse everybody now.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm very confused.
See, I've already, now you're done.
It's all good.
We're all lost. And quick, the pass rusher for the New York Giants, Kayvon
Thibodeau.
All right. We can move on.
Because it's Tom Thibodeau, and it's Kayvon Thibodeau.
What's my real name mean, Sean?
It means the earth and the sun and happiness and love.
Never mind. It's all good. It's all good.
I know you told me.
I know, but you don't listen.
I do. He just got done telling me I don't listen.
He's a horrible listener.
Tommy knows.
I think I know. Fire?
Close.
Youth warrior.
No.
Damn it. That's Juventud Guerrero.
Juventud Guerrero.
That's what it's
Did you know? Warrior. Of course I know, Teak. It's insulting to even imply I wouldn't know, but why don't you tell the audience what it is?
Fiery-tempered king.
Yeah. Fiery-tempered king.
I was close.
Right.
I was in the ball.
You were not that close.
I said fire. Would you say close. Blah, 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 blah?
No, I said
I gave a non-answer.
I gave a non-answer. I avoided the question. Dan is calling from Brooklyn. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys, how's it going today?
Yeah. So, it's going well, thank you.
Excellent. Speaking of Pacheco, for Alonso at the trade deadline, as a long-term Mets fan, I'm concerned that if they're not looking to sign him, that might be a huge topic coming up. What do you guys think?
Not sign who coming up? I'm sorry.
Say that again.
I'm saying with the trade deadline coming up and Alonso not being signed by the Mets potentially next year, if that becomes a big target for them.
Trading Pete Alonso?
No,
I don't want. I do not want to see that.
There's they're not going
to
do that.
First of all, he is signed. He just has an opportunity to opt out.
Yeah. Well, so, why would they trade him? Because they know they're not going to re-sign him.
They know he's going to opt out, and then they don't want to re-sign. I get what he's saying. If Pete Alonso informs the Mets or Boris informs the Mets at some point prior to the trade line, we're opting out. We want a bigger deal, longer term, whatever, whatever the circumstances are. And the Mets say, well, thanks for informing us of that. You're going to opt out, but we're not going to re-sign you, so we're going to trade you.
Yeah, that makes no sense.
Makes
no sense.
Only if you think you can get a haul back for him.
What? You're trying to win a World Series.
To me, it makes no sense because he's integral to what you're doing
The Mets are trying to win right now. They didn't trade him last year.
Just paying him.
Well, you're better off just saying, have a monster year. Let's try to win a World Series. And at the end of the year, let's see what your market is.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still very skeptical. And this actually is the makings of a perfect day for a long-term prediction on Pete Alonso's next contract, which we did a year ago at this time. And I'm trying to remember what the results were. I think I won this one because I said, I think he's going to settle for a short-term deal. He's not having a good year.
Yes,
but I felt better about that because he wasn't having a good year.
Right.
I have no idea, and we could play the game because I'm being honest with you, I have no idea what Pete's going to get in free agency. And I don't think the Mets do either. And because of that, there's no reason to trade him. Like, you're going to play it out.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to hope you win the World Series. And then the offseason is the offseason. And the other reason why you don't trade him is because, again, the Mets are trying to win a World Series. So they're going to add guys at the trade deadline. I just mentioned Jarren Duran as an option from Boston. Well, there's another center fielder that may be available. His name is Cedric Mullins, center fielder for the Orioles. He's a free agent at the end of the year. That's what you do when you're trying to win a World Series. You trade for guys sometimes that are free agents at the end of the season.
Right.
You try to win, and you worry about Cedric Mullins during the offseason if you're even intending on keeping him. So just because a guy's a free agent at the end of the year doesn't mean you're going to trade him. But you know what? I want Tiki to go first now because I got to figure out how I want to go on this. Today is June 9th, 2025. Pete Alonso is hitting .301. He's on pace to drive in 150 runs. He will opt out.
Yep.
When he opts out, whether it's with the Mets or some other team, what will be the final parameters of Pete Alonso's new contract? Tiki Barber!
5 years. 180.
5 years, 180. Okay, let me put my calculator out.
That's
that means...
It's like 30.
36.
36 or
that's a good... That's, you know what? That's a solid one. For bonus points, what team is giving him that contract?
The New York Mets.
The New York Mets. Okay. Sean Morash, long-term prediction. We'll obviously check the results when Pete signs. What will be Pete Alonso's contract in free agency and with which team?
I'm going to say he goes with the Mets 5 years as well with Tiki. Here's the deal with the money, though. If he's going to get the long-term security at his age, 5 years, going into age 31, $30 million making this year, let's call it $26 million a year. Give me 130, five for 130.
It's a pay cut.
But you got to realize he's getting $24 million next year on the deal. 30 this year. It was more of an upfront. Now I'm also paying him. You could choose to take a shorter term and I'll give you a higher, but I think he takes the long-term security, bringing that amount per year down.
Got it.
That's where my brain went.
Fun so far. Tommy Lugauer.
He's going to get, Pete Alonso's going to get a 7-year deal, $35 million a year, which adds up to...
$245 million.
There you go.
7 years. And with which team?
The Mets.
Wow. Okay, so we're all universally thinking he's going to resign.
All right. I mean, what else? I just don't know who else would pay him that much money.
No, that's a great question. It's a great question. I think he will end up signing a 3-year, $105 million deal that will also feature opt-outs.
What?
That's my prediction, yeah. What do you mean, what?
But why would he do another opt-out deal?
I am very skeptical, unlike you guys, clearly with your predictions, that there's going to be a robust market for him, despite the year he's having. Like, I think there will be teams interested. I do not think a team's going to offer him a 5 or 6 year deal. And if no one does, the Mets aren't giving him that. The Mets aren't offering.
It's basically 2 years more, and he's just getting an upgrade.
The Mets don't have to offer what isn't out there. You see what I'm saying?
See, if the Cubs don't bring back Kyle Tucker, I think they're going to be very much in the
mix. They're bringing back Kyle Tucker.
Okay,
in my mind.
You could say that in your mind, but that's fine. And there's still a team out there on the West Coast that's begging to pay stars like the Angels or the Giants.
No, I totally get that. I'm disagreeing with you. And I think that this market this year was so quiet for him. And then next year, he's a year older. Right. He's coming off a great year, assuming this year keeps up.
But I'm
skeptical.
I think there's a little bit of a different angle here. And this probably shouldn't be delivered by Scott Boras. This should be delivered by whoever his PR wonk is. But Pete Alonso has a chance to go down iconically as a New York Met.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever milestones he's going to hit, home runs, or whatever it may be, are valuable to a franchise. And so I know this was more of a two-decade-ago argument that people would have about players' values, but I think it's a good one for Pete to lean into.
That he would be better off staying for that reason.
It would be better for him and for the Mets.
I 100% agree with you, but here's where I will disagree. I'll start with Tommy's prediction. If that offer's out there, it's not coming from the Mets. I'd be stunned if the Mets gave him 7 years, 245. I'd be stunned. And if someone gives it to him, which could happen, mm-hmm. I could be reading this market dead wrong, and I hope I'm not, because if someone gives him 7 years, 245, it ain't going to be the New York Mets. I'd be very surprised, despite the year he's having, if David Stearns and Steve Cohen give it on
a deal
like that.
What if he wins the MVP?
I don't think they're giving him 7 years, 245, bro.
MVP, prime of his career?
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He's trending towards an MVP right now.
He is. And like what I'm telling you is not something I want to have happen. I want him to be a Met forever. I mean, I think we all kind of agree with that. I'm just warning you that I don't think even an MVP season is going to change the fact that they're not going to give him a 7-year, $245 million deal. I'm even skeptical they give him what you said, Teague, 5 years, $180 million. Mm-hmm. I'm skeptical of that. 5 years, $130 million, the money's low enough, but even the 5 years, that's why my prediction is kind of what I hope happens too, because I don't think the Mets are going to give him much more than that. 3 years, $105 million. But let's close the envelope. Let's save those predictions and come January 17th. Mm. That's a random one.
Yeah.
We'll find out if we're right or wrong.
Right after the Giants lose on Wild Card Weekend. Perfect.
Look at that. Brings everything back to the Giants, Teague. What'd I tell you?
He can't help himself.
He can't help himself.
Can we circle back to one thing real quick? Where did you get the Pacheco story from?
He was on the Mookie Betts podcast.
Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
And he said Juan Soto's middle name is Pacheco?
Yeah. And did I get that wrong?
Maybe you did. Maybe Pete did. Pacheco is his mom's maiden name. Jose is Juan's middle name.
Oh.
Does that make sense?
Maybe I'd have to go back and listen to Pete.
According
to
Twitter, according to the internet, which Twitter and internet, as you know, bat 1,000.
Here's what I know for sure. Here's what I could tell you.
So does he take his mom's name as well?
Yes.
What's his name? Hines Allen? Josh Hines Allen?
I think his name is Juan Jose Soto Pacheco.
Okay.
I mean, that's what it says on Wikipedia.
That may be the case. I can guarantee you, though, because I do remember this answer, the answer on what his nickname is Pacheco. So maybe Pete got it wrong or I misheard why they call him Pacheco. Good. But his nickname is Pacheco, which Tiki's already informed me I'm not allowed to use. Okay? We're not allowed to use that. We don't know him. Now, maybe someday I'll know Juan.
Yep.
And I'll say, by the way, could I call you Pacheco?
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you another little story about nicknames. When Francisco Lindor had his press conference, and I don't know if it was the trade or the contract, he made it clear he does not like to be called Frankie. And his answer was, my name is Francisco. And so from that moment on,
wow.
I will never
Were
say.
Were people calling him Frankie?
I think in general, people like to make nicknames for athletes that we don't know. We're just like, yeah, come on, Frankie. Yeah, but he doesn't like that.
That doesn't even sound like him.
Well, clearly it doesn't. He doesn't like it.
You know why? Because I feel like it neuters his ethnicity.
That's interesting. Maybe that's why he doesn't like it.
I'm thinking that's probably why he doesn't like
it. Yeah, so advice for Met fans. If you like Francisco Lindor, which everyone does, don't call him Frankie.
Right.
He doesn't want you to. More of your calls coming up at 888-808-1019. And you heard that long-term prediction about Pete Alonso's next contract. Well, sometimes we got to pay our dues. Like a few months ago when we predicted the quarterback carousel in the NFL. We'll get those results coming up. Plus, more from you at 888-808-1019.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping, whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.